This is the Grounded in Grace column, written by Frank Honeycutt, who is a pastor living in Walhalla, South Carolina, and a writer of many books. The title of his column, Questions for the New Year. Question number one. Which one of you, overseeing a flock of 100 sheep in the wilderness, or 100 children under your care in a major city, would leave the 99 all alone to go looking for that lost one until you located him or her? Now look, I've just started administering this little test, and already I see a hand up in the back. No, it doesn't say you have any assistants or helpful Bedouins to aid in your search or to watch the others. You leave the 99, okay? Unprotected and all alone. And which one of you, having set out on such an insane enterprise, well, oops, editorializing here, which one of you would keep looking high and low night and day interminably if needed? There will be no more murmuring, class. A final detail. Which one of you, after searching all over Tarnation and finally locating the little lost one, would actually call the neighborhood together and throw a flippin' party? Which one of you? Now, final question. Which one of you, having 10 silver coins and losing one, would turn on every single energy-gobbling lamp in your house, not to mention the floodlights, and sweep through your abode all night relentlessly and pathologically, even moving the heavy stuff like the stove and the refrigerator, peering under the rugs and into every drawer, searching for that lost coin, even if you knew that there was a small fortune in change that had slipped under the back seat of your car over the years? Now, which one of you? Okay, for the bonus, which one of you, having granted your son his inheritance before your death, would watch your child go into a far country and blow all that loot on who knows what, and then turn around and throw an outlandishly appointed feast when the wayward son returns, hat in hand? Which one of you? Well, the correct and honest answers? None of us would search the way Jesus describes the relentless shepherd in the wilderness. We would establish rescue caveats and guidelines. None of us would look with the tenacity of that woman. Most of us have too much fiduciary backup to worry about something like that so small. None of us would welcome back a wayward son, no strings attached. We would insist on expectations that might lead to change. These old parables are not about how good Christians might behave on our best days. These stories are about God, the God who relentlessly, tenaciously looks for the lost in a search with no time limits. God throws on floodlights into the darkness and cares about even small and forgotten concerns because they are large in this upside-down kingdom that values mustard seeds and birds of the air and even the hair on one's head. The church hopefully chooses to join God in the search, but God is always out there ahead of us, leading the way. Such behavior is not our usual first inclination, some keen spiritual resolution in a new year. When the gospel really wallops me, describing God like a maniacally relentless shepherd, like a tenaciously indomitable woman, and like an unconditionally loving father, I admit that sometimes I just don't like it. I suspect many Christians are more like that elder son than we might care to admit. There should be conditions, expectations, real change in the lost and wayward. And sometimes I don't even recognize that I'm operating out of a story that's at odds with the Christian story. What are we to do? One faithful resolution is a New Year's immersion in these old parabolic tales Jesus once told. Especially this question: which one of you is like this shepherd? Which one of you is like this woman, like this dad? Well, I'll confess right up front. Not me. Not usually, anyway. And maybe that's the beginning of a glimmer of wisdom and change. Confession, that is.